This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Out in the wild, as animals get old, they just fade away, more or less, if they don't get eaten. But in zoos, it's a different story. Living in captivity, without fear of predators, many animals are around so long that they develop human-like problems, arthritis, backaches, poor vision. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, one zoo in Arizona is taking pains to make its senior citizens comfortable.
7-year-old Samantha Kaiser thinks she knows what a zoo does with an aging animal.
I think when it gets too old, they just keep it till it's dead.
Of course, like most visitors to zoos, in this case the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, she has no idea how old is too old for an animal. And you sure can't tell much just by looking at the two snoozing black bears in front of us. They could be 5, 10, or 20 years old. They are, in fact, an elderly 22. Once they get up and move around, that's a little more obvious.
As bears age, then they start having the same problems we do as we get older. Difficulty in negotiating steep terrain, steps, things like that.
That's Craig Ivani, the Desert Museum's head curator. The bear's habitat looks like the mountains where wild bears live. It has lots of steep terrain. But these days, the bears mostly stay on the upper ledge just outside their den. Like seniors living in a 3-story house, they need to downsize. So the Desert Museum is building a sort of bear retirement village. A crew pours concrete for a gentle slope leading from an air-conditioned den. Shawnee Riplog-Peterson is the mammal curator here.
It's a nice flat area that will be very, very shady for them, along with a nice pool that they can easily go in and soak in and get completely out of.
Meanwhile, the Desert Museum will remodel the old habitat to make it more generationally friendly for future animals. If you think about it, in a way, a zoo has it tougher than a human retirement home. It has lots of different species, each of which has different needs at different ages.
Venomous animal area, that's where we're entering?
Yep.
We're in a room full of rattlesnakes, each in its own locked container. When people aren't here, the rattlers are silent, which is a good thing since there are other kinds of snakes here, including a very quiet, very old king snake. It hatched at the museum 18 years ago and spent most of its life on display. But now, people tapping on glass or snapping flash photos would be too stressful. That's why it was moved here. Plus, even though the king snake is aging normally, it no longer looks so great.
It is very, very thin, okay? So this is an animal that if the public were to look at that, they would constantly question, why do you have this animal that looks like it's emaciated? And it's because just like us, as we get older and we have a harder time keeping body mass where we want it to be, things kind of sag. Same things happen to toads, snakes, etc.
A few aging animals need no elder care at all. Take prairie dogs. They live in colonies. The Desert Museum has one. Craig Ivani says when a prairie dog nears the end of its life, maybe 7 years in captivity, the other prairie dogs take care of it.
They have a specific way that they actually deal with animals as they die. And so our enclosure, they can actually go and do what they normally do in nature and take an animal that has died and bury it underground and wall it off. And so you'll go from seeing an animal to suddenly it's no longer seen.
The Arizona Sonora Desert Museum has what it calls a cradle-to-grave policy toward its animals. It's a policy all members of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums are supposed to follow. And it's quite a commitment, since caring for large mammals like bears is expensive. It would be easier to euthanize them, but Craig Ivani says as long as their quality of life is good, zoos have a moral obligation to care for their elderly animals.
We owe it to them after they've basically dedicated their lives to us in service of their species, conservation, to be able to bring them down here and then be able to still continue their lives.
There is no Medicare in zoos, no HMOs, at least not for the animals. Places like the Desert Museum rely largely on donors for the money to allow animals like bears to relax by the pool in their golden years. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.